when people ask me why, I say to them, I'm trying to make a difference to the lives and conditions of the African peoples. During 2003, I became aware of the carnage in Africa, especially in the Congo. This troubled me greatly because there I was, a member of the peace movement, campaigning and doing what I can, thinking I'm helping the African people, and knowing that I was making a difference. All those people were dying. I wrote up my thoughts. It's entitled, "The UN is in crisis over Africa." In recent months, it has been said many times that because of the war in Iraq, that the UN is in crisis. This may be true, but the most important reason why the UN is in crisis is because over 4 million people have died in Africa in the last 6 years due to the conflicts and the effects of conventional weapons. 4 million dead in the last 6 years. That's like the whole of the population of black people in England, Jamaica, and some of the Caribbean islands, dead in the last 6 years. That's like the whole of South London, or Yorkshire, or Yokohama, or Los Angeles, or Sydney, or Ireland, or Central African Republic, or Uruguay, dead in the last 6 years. That is more than those killed in the First World War, dead in Africa in the last 6 years. In the last 6 years, over 4 million people have died due to wars and arms in Africa. Over 3 million dead in the Democratic Republic of Congo alone. 4 million dead in the last 6 years. That's more people died per month than the whole of the Iraq war. 4 million dead in the last 6 years. That's more Africans dying than at the highest rate during slavery. That's almost twice the number of deaths during the Middle Passage during slavery, over 200 years. 4 million dead in the last 6 years. Imagine the heartache, the pain, the suffering, despair and injuries. 4 million dead in the last 6 years. And yet Africa does not produce many weapons. 4 million dead. Yet incredibly, not one person has been prosecuted for supplying the weapons of their destruction and death. It's like legalized aiding, abetting and facilitating mass slaughter. In Prime Minister's Question Time, Wednesday the 6th of February 2002, Mr. Alex Salmond, Banff and Buckham, asked, "Is the Prime Minister aware that on the day of the Twin Towers disaster, there took place in the city an arms fair sponsored by the Ministry of Defence? Among the customers at that fair for state-of-the-art weaponry were both sides in the civil war in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Would it not be right, would it not be useful to start at the Prime Minister's mission for Africa if he announced that henceforth this country will not sell arms to both sides in African civil wars?" Part of the Prime Minister Tony Blair's reply was, "Our arms sales to Africa run at about 1% of total arms sales, so it is important to put that into context. There are also, incidentally, jobs and industry in this country to consider. Of course, it is important to take care who we sell arms to, and we do." This was obtained from the UK Parliament website at www.parliament.uk. "I listened to the live webcast of Prime Minister Blair's speech at the United Nations Millennium Summit in 2000 and his later speech at the Labour Party conference, and was hopeful as he spent much of those speeches pleading for something to be done about Africa. not get the support or encouragement of other leaders, both at home and abroad. Instead of helping save lives of people in Africa, he was hoodwinked and obligated to persecute the illegal war on Iraq. 4 million dead in 6 years, and weapons made by the Veto 5 are being supplied to both sides. It's like the police giving you and your family and friends guns whenever you have a conflict. His story will focus on the recent Iraq war, but human's story will remember the 4 million dead in Africa in the last 6 years. It will remember those who have fate has put in positions of power and leadership, who instead of helping the African peoples, have overseen and even facilitated the mass carnage. Some bury their heads in the sand. Some dismiss it as not their problem. Some spout near empty rhetoric. Some throw their hands up in exasperation. Some exploit the situation to amass wealth. Some focus on other more politically advantageous issues. While the blood of the African peoples runs.